Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, we look at the top. Then we start trying to see where our faith is. Where's our faith? And that's not giving up, because even though I might start here, that's better than not having any faith. It's better to start somewhere, because now what can I do? I can go up. I can come up. I can keep coming up till I can get to God's highest and best. But if I pretend I'm there when I'm not, I get nowhere. Nothing happens. And so it came up in my spirit, because they're saying he doesn't have time. I mean, he may be dead tomorrow. He may be dead the next day after that. He has no time. He's getting worse every day. His family said it. Others said it. He said it. This is in their mind, getting worse every day. And I know it's from the Holy Spirit. Came right up in my heart and mind and said, if he doesn't get worse tomorrow and he stops getting worse, he has plenty of time. He has time. I thought, yeah, if he just stops getting worse, he's got time. He's got time. And so I said, brother, I said, do you believe that you and I could ask the Lord and believe in faith and that tomorrow you would not be any worse? Now, that don't sound like much. But it is when you've been sliding downhill hard every day. It's miraculous. And when I said it, I saw a light in his eyes. He looked at me. And I saw he can believe this. We can hook up on this. He said, yes, Brother Keith. So I grabbed his hand. We prayed. And we just thank God. A little short prayer. Lord, we believe we receive whatever it takes in his body and in his life so that he's no worse tomorrow. That this doesn't get any worse. We ask for it. We believe we receive it. Came back tomorrow. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? He's no better. But he's no worse. Is that a victory?
Yes.
That's a hallelujah shouting victory. That's a victory. When you were sliding and might be dead tomorrow. That's a victory. But people focus sometimes on the whole thing, the big thing, and they're not there, and so they're believing nothing.
Yeah.
It's not all or nothing.
Right.
You know, check with the Lord. He'll show you where you are.
Yes.
He'll show you what you can put your faith on.
Yes.
So we rejoiced. He said, Brother Keith, I'm no worse. I thought, praise God. We praised God. We thanked God. I said, what do you think? Believe we could step up a little bit? He said, I do. I said, let's believe that you're at least some better. At least a little better. He said, I believe it. Well, we see what the Lord did that day. What do you think? Next day? Not a lot, but some. This is a miracle. When you might have been dead yesterday, and not only did you not get worse, you got better. You got it moving in the right direction here. Come on, can you see that? Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. And so I wasn't able to go see him for the next several days. And then after that, it wasn't that many days, the rest of the week. And so then I checked the next day. I actually came and I said, how about him? To the nurse's station. And they said, he's gone. He went home. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Supposed to have been dead last week.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
as long as I was looking, trying, you know, we're going to believe God and receive everything and jump out of bed, he wasn't there. I wasn't there with him. We weren't there. But the Holy Spirit helped us to see where we were. Go with me, please. to the book of Numbers. Numbers 14 and also Deuteronomy 1, first chapter. We're going to look at two places, two verses, then I'm going to back up and give you more context. The Lord's answering that prayer. We're going to be able to identify the phony stuff, the fake stuff, and we're going to be established in the real. In Numbers 14, verse 40, Numbers 14, 40, the Israelites that God had just brought out of Egyptian bondage, they rose up early in the morning and they got them up to the top of the mountain and they said, "Lo, we're here and we'll go up to the place which the Lord has promised, for we have sinned." Does that sound good?
No.
Well, you know the story. Just look at the phrase. Does that sound good if you didn't know anything about the rest of the? We're here. We're going to go up to the place the Lord told us to and promised. And we're repenting because we've missed it. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know it sounds good. Amen. Hold your place there. Go to Deuteronomy 1. Deuteronomy 1, verse 41. And just hold these two places. We'll go back and forth. Deuteronomy 1, 41. "Then you answered and you said to me," the people said to Moses, "we've sinned against the Lord." Is that good? If you've missed it, sinned against the Lord, is that good? That you are repenting? I mean, that's great. "We've sinned against the Lord. We'll go up and fight." He had told them to go up and possess the land. "We'll go up and we'll fight according to all the Lord our God commanded us." Is that good? Does that sound good?
Yeah.
He told you to go up. They said, "We're going to go." And every man girded on his weapons of war and you were ready to go up the hill. Let me stop right here. Both of these phrases, which is describing the same situation, sound like repentance and a right heart. And sounds like faith. And is actually rebellion. Is actually rebellion. There is that which sounds like faith and is actually disobedience and rebellion. The devil is so crafty. He's so subtle. He's not obvious. And he's not a creator of anything good, but he is a perverter. Of everything good that he can distort and pervert. And faith, I saw this last night as I was waiting on the Lord about this. The devil and all those under him are afraid of faith. That's why they fight it so hard. They are afraid of faith because faith is the force that overcomes the whole world. That's them. They're afraid of it. So you can be sure they're going to do everything they can to confuse people about faith. And he's found that one of the best things to do to interrupt and hinder something is to make an imitation of it. Make a phony version of it and get people involved in that. And then it's not going to work. They're going to get discouraged. And you actually get people speaking against faith. As long as you stay away from it, they're happy.
Yes, that's true.
But not us.
No, not us.
Not us. We put faith on the front of the building.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's forefront. They are saying, "We've sinned. We missed it. And we're going to believe what God told us to do, and we're going to go do it. And let's go do it." Sounds good. It is rebellion and disobedience. We get into the second type of fake faith. I'll call it presumptuous faith. The first one we mentioned was imitation faith, imitating somebody else's faith. This is presumptuous faith. Now, look with me in Numbers. Let's back up and get some context. Now, the reason I did it that way is because that's the way we often get snapshots of people's lives. You'll hear people say something, and it sounds good. It sounds right, but you don't know the whole story. You don't know what else the Lord's already told them. In Numbers 14 and 25, what had happened, if you back up to the 13th and 14th chapter, we won't do it right now, but he had sent the men in to spy out the land, and they came back and brought and said, it's a good land that flows with milk and honey, but there are giants there. We can't take it, no way, no how. Everybody except Joshua and Caleb said, we can't do it. And they even slandered the good land that the Lord picked. They said, it's not the land that flows with milk and honey. It's the land that'll eat you alive. And it insulted God. And so after they absolutely refused, he said, okay, verse 25, you don't want to go? Tomorrow, go to the wilderness. And you're going to stay there. And verse 39, when Moses told them how that they're going to wander in the wilderness for the 40 years, the people mourned greatly. Verse 40, and they rose up early in the morning and got them to the top of the mountain and said, lo, we be here. We're going to go up to the place which the Lord promised because we've sinned. Yeah, but he just got through telling you something else. One thing that's a revelation to me, actually about, 6-7 years ago especially, before we started the church in Sarasota, and we were praying, we knew we were supposed to start another church, but we didn't know where. And had thought it might be at one place in the country, completely different place than the South and Florida. And yet, at one point the Lord said, no, leave that alone and look here. And that bothered me because I thought, well, Lord, you don't change. Did I miss it? Because I was thinking you said something about here, and now you're saying, leave that alone and look here? Surely I missed it because you don't change. And he said, yes. I'm talking about how he speaks to you, not a voice, but inside me. He reminded me, this weren't words, but just thoughts. He reminded me of how he told Moses, he said, when the people, you know, refused to believe him, he said, get back out of the way and they'll be destroyed. I'll make of you a greater nation. Isn't he the one that picked them? And now he's saying he's going to do it a different way through other people. And I saw things are not written in stone.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.